Today's episode of the Teamwork Online webinar series is presented by ScreenSkins, the number one branded screen protector. Appreciate their support of the podcast, and they allow you to personalize your screen protector with custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. Again, the code LIFO24, LIFO24 at checkout for 20%. Enjoy today's episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode.
Career planning and my approach. I do think there's a little bit of a science and art to career planning. And what I mean by that is you can write down exactly what you want to do, where you want to be, where you think you want to be in the next, 5, 10, 15 years. But the art really comes in with being adaptable to change, right? That's life in general. That's not just as it relates to planning for your career. But for me, I really think about it as a triangle approach, the top piece being what I would call a milestone moment. For me, I look at milestones as years every 3 to 5 years. What in knowing that there's different factors, knowing that personal life is really a real thing and should be leading the charge day to day, but where do I think I want to be? And not in terms of exactly what the role is. Do I want to be leading partnership development for BWT Alpine F1 Racing? I didn't know I'd be here, quite frankly. So just thinking about what type of organization do I want to work for? What industry? What do I get really excited about? Sales is something that excited me. So I really start high level. And then as the triangle progresses down, that's where you can really get into the weeds and start planning against that 3 to 5 year goal. I'll give you an example. When I was at the PGA Tour, been there for a while, I really knew I was interested in sponsorship on the sales side. But I did know, coming from the Northeast and now living in Florida for 30 plus years, my next move, which was a little bit career-based, but also personally, was going to be out of the state of Florida. So did I know the Bulls would call and say, hey, do you want to come work for us in a similar capacity? I didn't, but I knew that was going to be on the horizon. I also knew that I'd been a seller for a long time. Do I want to manage a sales team? And I felt like I did. So when the Bulls called and they had a similar role, I had these high-level North Stars, if you will, in place to then pick up that phone call and knew it would be worth everyone's time, quite frankly. So pretty high level, Jake, for you, but I'd say that's ultimately how I start to think about career planning and then ultimately get into the weeds as I start to develop what that North Star really is.
Again, I got to reiterate, like, it's never too late. You're never too old to have your preferences change. They're going to. So while, yes, I do think that you should plan your career, you should also be flexible and mindful that what you wanted to do at 21, 22 may not be what you want to do at 25, 26, 28, 35, 40, who knows? So understand what you're passionate about, because that's what takes, a career into from a job into something that you actually can see yourself doing for a career. You want to find a job and a career that takes the Sunday scaries, for those of you who know what that is, and reduce those, minimize those. Like, be happy about going to work on Monday. Be excited about some of the work that you're doing, if not all of the work, hopefully. So yes, plan ahead. Think about what you want. We'll get into some of the weeds here, but think about what you need to do to kind of climb the ladder within the career that you're looking at. But just be mindful that, you may change your mind, and give yourself as much flexibility as you can at this point to be able to branch out if you do change your mind later on.
Sports were not really on my radar. I really kind of focus on like common threads. I'd say, I really thought hospitality, if the food industry was the route for me. I went to culinary school, worked in the back of the house, thought like being a chef, this is for me. And then, life threw me a curveball and I have a bunch of food allergies. So it got really challenging to be involved in that and move to the front of the house, really got into the operational side and realized that like operations was a strength of mine. So I've kind of taken that operational piece into every role that I've had. So I always look for like commonality. It's like, hey, these are my strengths. And then identify roles that I think, even if they're totally in a different industry, or, a whole different career path, kind of honing in on like how my strengths could translate to that role. Because I know personally, I'm somebody that like really is happy in a role when I know that I'm hitting goals, and that I'm achieving things, I'm having a positive impact. So making sure that I'm playing to my strengths, it has been a real kind of driver behind determining what my next role looks like.
If you think about what you've learned from the first job to now and kind of what you, how you've adapted to change or how you've adapted your career plan, what have you learned that you're going to now apply going forward? And as you think about planning for the next 2, 3, 5 years, whatever it might be, what have you learned since that first job and kind of the things that have transpired along the way? Ali, we'll start with you.
I did go to grad school right out of undergrad, Colin, which I think at the time, this is probably speaking exactly to your point. I went to grad school thinking I wanted to be a college athletic director, which felt like that was the plan. I really knew nothing about it. I played college sports, so I felt like that was the right path for me, passion for sports. So it's probably where I'll land. I'll say 2 years into my, it was an MBA and master's in sport business management program, I realized that's not what I want to do. So I got lucky and was able to pivot quickly and landed a job with the Golf Channel and their partnerships group. I was in Orlando, so it made sense and it worked out. But I did not know what I wanted to do. So thinking about that and why and how I decided to start in sports and get my start in sports, it did not work out as I had planned. I will say I learned pretty quickly that I needed to start planning, if I even wanted to call it a plan, because that surely wasn't a plan, right? So I started at Golf Channel, really started to enjoy partnerships. I was more on the activation side and strategy side. So felt like that could be my next move, but the sales side was always intriguing to me. That's really when I started to write down what I wanted to do, what I thought I wanted to do, what I wanted to do felt like is probably a better way to put it, and then start planning. And where I am now, I'd say for the most part, is pretty much where I thought I'd be. And what I do want to caveat, it's not the exact role. It's not the company. I never thought I'd be working in Formula One. It's incredible. I definitely recommend it for all those that are job searching. A lot of amazing travel along with the perks of the role itself. But I did feel strongly that sponsorship sales made a lot of sense for me. And I knew that at the end of the day, where I wanted to land was, yes, about the role, but also who are the people I'm going to surround myself with? Am I going to learn from them? That's huge. I mean, we're always learning, right? We should be always learning. We should always continue to challenge ourselves. And also, I think there's a lot of other things to consider, like geography. Where do you want to live? What type of industry, what exactly your role is. But I think, long-winded way of saying yes and no, I think I am where I'm supposed to be right now, but that was due to planning and due to really thinking, is this what I want to do? Do I like sponsorship sales? Am I good at sponsorship sales? Do I think I can make an impact for an organization? And if so, lean into it.
Colin, to you on the consulting side, almost in a way, jack of all trades, right? As opposed to Ali kind of focusing narrowly on the sponsorship sales front. Did you think that you kind of went into it with a plan of, hey, consulting is kind of jack of all trades world, so is finance, and some to some extent, you know, we'll kind of see where it ends up?
Yeah, I'd say I almost separated into two different careers. When I started in finance, you know, I really wanted to work in sports, but frankly, I wasn't prepared to join an agency to get coffee and make $20,000 with the amount of student loan debt I had. And so I had this opportunity to go into finance and in a pretty well-paying job for sales and trading. And I was like, yeah, obviously that's the answer. So let's go do that. Didn't really know what I was getting into. Don't have any family or friends in that industry. So it's kind of just like, yeah, it pays well. It's in New York. Sounds great. Let's go. And I do still like trading as a hobby. But what I figured out pretty quickly was, you know, sports I was passionate about, right? I just couldn't figure out what the type of job or role would be in sports that would kind of fit my background, my skill set. And so I went into finance and learned a lot, but very quickly was like, this is not where I see myself 40 years from now. You know, I did realize, okay, there are parts of this that I could envision incorporating into a future career. Loved the financial analysis aspect, loved kind of incorporating whatever's happening in macroeconomics, geopolitical trends, and bringing that into shaping, you know, whatever decisions I'm making for my work. Again, just didn't want to trade bonds forever. Pretty boring. So when I pivoted to consulting, that was much more of a thought out process. You know, going into business school, knew that, you know, I had a very niche background, pretty difficult to even get an interview in the world of sports coming from trading. And so business school was a way for me to kind of branch out, get into consulting, which, to your point, the jack of all trades, opens up a ton of access opportunities, right? You are getting exposure to so many different areas, whether it be sales and marketing, whether it be, you know, diligence and corp dev work. And so that was where I kind of, I don't know, smartened up, if you will, did a little bit more thoughtful career planning and still didn't know exactly that it would lead me into sports. Frankly, like, you know, it's a blessing to get into the sports industry for work. It's not easy. But I knew it at least gave me an opportunity to either pursue sports or something else that I was passionate and interested in. And it worked out, right? Like, I didn't actually work on any sports projects while I was in consulting. I did do a little bit of media. And it's something I would recommend to people looking to get into sports industry is like broaden out the opportunities that you think may get you there, right? We are media and entertainment business. So jobs with those type of companies are often where we kind of source and find other candidates from. But yeah, so once I kind of took that path, I knew I had positioned myself better for the career I ultimately would dream of. And then it was a little bit of luck, right? MLB was starting up a strategy team. They had never had one before. Few of the other big leagues do have strategy teams or did at the time. And so it was kind of a leap of faith because there isn't a whole lot of history to look back and say, what does a career look like in this organization? And that's where I've had to kind of abandon some of the career planning because there's not precedent to look back to. But I took the leap of faith and it's worked out now.
Brittany, on your end, you know, going to a team and then now college athletic department, sort of kind of with NIL and the space that you're in, how did the hospitality world prepare you for that jump that you did make throughout that process?
Yeah, I think a couple ways. One, early in sports, like you put in a lot of hours and like unconventional hours, and that is very much how the hospitality industry is as well. So I was used to working the long hours, nights, weekends, also just customer service, like really being able to help people, be a connector of people, connecting the dots, I say, like, you know, if you have, you know, something going on here and something going on there, being able to like keep the commonality of those themes, I think that really has helped in my my career now. I think those are really the biggest pieces. I think if you can, like, hospitality industry like allows you to kind of grow a thick skin, that I think that you need in both hospitality and sports, like the no 2 days are the same, being able to be adaptable and ready to pivot. I think that's really prepared me from one to the other.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to today's episode. And I just want to give a quick shout out to ScreenSkins, our presenting sponsor of the Teamwork Online webinar series, the number one branded screen protector that allows you to personalize your screen protector for custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. LIFO24 at screenskins.com at checkout for 20% off. Thanks, everyone.